Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you the last verse of that great chapter, Isaiah chapter 53, and talk to you about dividing the spoil of battle. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Unrewarded work leads to despair. Most people are willing to work hard if they know their labor will be rewarded. But when someone knows, or even senses, that their hard work will be unrewarded, then the frustration is terrible. We might say that the greatest work ever done was accomplished by the suffering Son of God on the cross. Therefore, it's good to know from Isaiah that the glorious work of the Messiah was indeed rewarded. This is what it says. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. The picture is beautiful. The battle's over. The victory's won. And now the spoils are divided, with the hard-fighting Jesus receiving the treasure. This shows us that the Messiah ultimately triumphs. Now, Paul described this ultimate triumph later in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. He wrote it like this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hey, you got to admit, that's a pretty glorious reward. It's even more amazing to see that Jesus won this glory by coming into contact with the sin of humanity, by resolving it by receiving the judgment that that sin deserved, and by coming out a victorious conqueror over sin and death. The greatest reward from the greatest victory, the greatest trophy, the greatest prize came from his plunge into this contact with corruption. In the end of it all, the sufferings and humiliation of Jesus only bring him more glory and majesty. It's like a beautiful diamond of glory comes forth from the garbage heap of man's sin and depravity. This recovery from the depths of sin only serves to bring more glory to the Savior because the problem he solved was so horrible. Now, who does the Messiah divide the spoil with? Isaiah tells us he divides it with the strong. That is, those who are strong in him. Those who put their trust in him can also share in the spoil of Jesus' victory. As Paul would also say later in Romans chapter 8, verse 17, if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. Isaiah continued, it was because he poured out his soul unto death. This speaks of the totality of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Poured out means that it was all gone. There was nothing left, nothing more he could give. Jesus gave his all to save sinners like us. Not one part of his body or soul was kept back in the work of redeeming mankind from sin, self, and death. There was no reserve. That cup of suffering was drained completely. And in it all, as Isaiah noted, he was numbered with the transgressors. Jesus could never become a sinner. He could never be a transgressor himself, yet willingly, lovingly, he was numbered with the transgressors. Is there a roll call taken for transgressors? Jesus said, put my name down with them. Now, we would be shocked if a godly woman looked at a list of prostitutes and said, put my name down among them. Or what if a godly man looked at a list of murderers and said, number me among them? But that's what Jesus did for us, only to an even greater degree. Therefore, he bore the sin of many. Over and over again, the prophet emphasizes the point. The servant of the Lord, the Messiah, suffers on behalf of and in the place of guilty sinners. And in doing so, he made intercession for the transgressors. We know that presently, Jesus has a ministry of intercession. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 tells us that. But that verse speaks of intercession for the saints. This passage probably refers to Jesus' prayers on the cross itself. Think about it. Jesus prayed for you on the cross. All this means that the work of the Messiah is made available to transgressors. It is when we see ourselves as transgressors that we can reach out and receive his salvation. Hey, it's there for you. Humble yourself before God and receive it from him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.